From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
Two suspected leaders of a protest march on Guyana's presidential compound charged with treason. Police in Suriname remain on strike for a fourth consecutive day. And Zimbabwe's president arrives in Cuba to meet with Fidel Castro. I'm Ben Mead, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Guyana, there was heavy security when two men were this morning charged with treason. They are believed to be among the leaders of an incident involving protest marchers entering the presidential compound earlier this month. Two of the protesters were shot dead by security guards after they entered the premises during the demonstration. Colin Smith reports.
The treason charge, which in Guyana carries a mandatory death penalty for anyone found guilty, was brought by the police against Mr. Mark Benchcop and Mr. Philip Bino. Only Mr. Benchcop was in court to answer the charge. He pleaded not guilty and was refused bail. Mr. Bino is still being sought by the police. According to the charge, the two men conspired with others to forcibly and unlawfully enter the premises of the office of the president. The charge also says they were present and were encouraging others by words and conduct to unlawfully overtake and storm the office of the president. All the streets leading to the courts were closed by the police during this morning's appearance. There were loud, angry shouts at the end of the proceedings from a large crowd of Mr. Benchcop